You gotta squeeze it. is 103.1 FM. 103.1 FM.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
As a young adult at this point in your life, you probably have a lot of questions, like what's next? What does my future hold? The thing is, there's no right answer, only your answer. Your friendships, experiences, and purpose. It's all your choice. So what will you choose? As you make choices about the future, the military can be a resource for information to help bring a fulfilling path into focus. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda. And many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around this evening with maybe a shower or two, then some clearing overnight and a little breezy. Lows in the upper 30s. Another chance of rain popping up tomorrow afternoon. Mostly cloudy and a high in the mid-50s and the wind stays up. Sunshine in low 50s on Wednesday. Currently 49 degrees.
We'll be right back. makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder, wonder, wonder. Well, here comes the man with a look in his eye. It's fair on nothing but full of pride. Look at him go, look at him kick. Makes you wonder how the other half lives. The devil inside, every single one of us. The devil inside, devil inside, the devil inside, every single one of us. The devil inside. Ooh, na 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 na.
For listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
Thank you. change your mind like a girl changes clothes. Cause you're hot. Beat.
103.1 FM sounds like this.
It makes me feel like, woo!
This is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
103.1 FM.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding.
FM.
Let's spice up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering spot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood and Phillips today to start your design process with stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between. Freeze Firewood can connect your backwoods to your backyard oasis. Check them out on Facebook or call 715-567-0616.
WeatherShield Windows and Doors is hiring in Park Falls. General production jobs starting at $18 to $21.25. Skilled and leader jobs $19.25 to $25 per hour. And WeatherShield also offers a full benefit package including paid vacation, holidays, and a 401k match. Those referred are eligible for a $1,500 bonus. Apply online today at careers@weathershield.com. That's careers@weathershield.com. Or call 715-762-3834 and press 3. WeatherShield Manufacturing is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list, and if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around this evening with maybe a shower or two, then some clearing overnight and a little breezy. Lows in the upper 30s. Another chance of rain popping up tomorrow afternoon. Mostly cloudy and a high in the mid-50s and the wind stays up. Sunshine in low 50s on Wednesday. Currently 49 degrees.
With my tail in the air.
Stray cat, strut, I'm a
Sleeping's cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey,
man, that's that.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
Style. class and I got cat style.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
My parents live in the same small town.